It's Barbs. It's Potter. How are we feeling?
It's been a week, hasn't it?
It's been a week for Chelsea Football Club.
There's so many ways to go at it. Like, obviously there's the out. I think we should probably go chronological. So if you cover the out.
So how did you feel about the out?
It's kind of two parts of that, because for me, if you can't really ignore the on the pitch in the calendar year and the sort of the first 50, last 50 kind of stats, you know, the 17 goals conceded to the 54, I think it was. And then when you sort of play it out like that, you kind of think it's not dissimilar to the end of Conte, to the end of Sarri, to that sort of thing of like,
yeah,
no one's thriving at all. No one's necessarily looking like they're having a great time. No one's even, you could wager, getting better. Which is quite a damning way to sort of think about someone, to a point. But then you kind of back apply the actual context of the last calendar year and the way he handled loads of things around the club, and comparable to the, you know, Eddie Howe going to educate himself was very different to how Thomas Tuchel spoke about his sort of sudden introduction onto sort of global issues. And it's a shame, but like I said, you sort of start thinking about what they've bought and what they want for their investment, and you think there becomes an argument that, is Thomas Tuchel able to make players play better, or is he even able to necessarily build a cohesive sort of like team? And then you go back to the success of the Champions League and you think, right, if you boil that down to maybe the matches that were played and stuff, it's not unthinkable that someone like the manager he took over from, Frank Lampard, could get those players up for those individual matches. He had quite a good record in bigger games against yourselves, against Man City, in that Champions League run. There was a big win against Seville and things like that. And it's not... But then you get the context of the summer too, and the fact that he was clearly given power he didn't want, but then didn't necessarily reject it and used it. And it's just basically like Chelsea on speed.